Welcome back home to yourself. Welcome to your yoga nidra practice. Begin by making yourself supremely comfortable. Lay down on your back and support your body with any pillows, blankets, rolled towels, or bolsters. Anything that you can rest your body weight into onto, maybe even adding a blanket on top of your mat or your mattress, the floor. So something under your knees, a thin cushion or pillow under your head. Maybe you grab an extra layer of clothing, your favorite cozy thick socks, a blanket to cocoon yourself in, an eye mask or eye pillow, sock, sleeve, scarf, rolled down toque, or even a hoodie works just fine. Grab whatever you need, what your body needs today. Today's practice is one that is at your service. It is at your service of a deep relaxation of body, mind, and soul, because all parts of you deserve and need to deeply rest. All parts of you, everyone, deserves to be deeply nourished. So, trust that in this moment, for this practice, the compiled gifts of your intuition and the sound, the guidance of my voice will offer you the practice that you need and that you are meant to experience today. Remember, should you at any point drift off or hover in and out, see if you can notice that. And gently, without any pressure, any judgment, bring your awareness back to the practice, or rather, watch your awareness come back to the practice if and when you're ready, just joining in wherever we are. Can't get this wrong. So laying down, maybe you need to pull shoulders down, maybe you hug or knit your shoulder blades a little closer inward towards one another, towards the column of that long, lengthy spine. Just feeling a stable foundation for your upper body to rest onto, to broaden down onto. You got it. Feel an opening from the sternum out, letting the lungs and the heart open, but also sink backwards into that holding capacity of the shoulder blades. Yes. Allow the forehead to soften, chin gently below said soft and smooth forehead. Allow the eyes to fall back in the socket. And let go of any inner grip or stress or tension. And could you allow all the bones, your skeleton, all the bones to find their natural space, home? And then allow feel the muscles releasing their grip from the bones that have settled down. And as you do, you might start to notice, with all these little but large cues, a more subtle layer of energy that's starting to flow throughout the body, the opposite of stagnation, right? Flow, movement. So, in order to find the right balance between rest and awareness, or rest and wakefulness, I invite you now to join me for a couple rounds of box breath or square breathing. It has many names. Maybe you've done this with me before. So just to begin, let's set the tone. Little cleansing momentum here. Take a long, slow, smooth, deep belly breath in. Fill completely and release on the exhale. Sigh it out through the mouth. Now breathe in for the count of four. Hold your breath for four. Exhale, two, three, four. Hold the breath, two, three, four. Inhale, two, three, four. Hold the breath, two, three, four. Exhale for two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four. One more through the nose. Inhale, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four. Exhale, two, three, four. And hold, two, three, four. Huge inhale through the nose. Through the mouth, sigh it out. Big release. Take any last little fidgets or adjustments. Scooped pelvis, toes floppy, legs wide, arms too. Feel symmetry in the body. Feel warm and cocooned and cozy. Any adjustments, any wiggles, any shimmies. Just relax here. Breathe normally. As we know, most yoga nidra practices include a sankalpa, an intention, a wish, a deep soul resolve. A sankalpa is a positive, short, and concise statement, starting with the words, I am, maybe I, in the present tense. So, in order to connect with your sankalpa for your practice today, I want you to start by connecting with your chest and your heart space. And could you let this natural breath flow freely in and out of the heart space? And at the same time, could you invite all parts of you, and I mean that, all parts of you, into this space? The happy you, the sad you, the angry you, the frustrated, the fulfilled, the loving, the wild, the untamed, the shy, the timid, the hesitant, the brave, the scared, the fierce, the joyful, all of it, all of you has its space here. And as all of these parts of you begin to build a circle to fill your heart space, notice what intention arises from the center of this heart circle, the center of you. Yeah, what is your deepest longing at this point, this chapter, this moment in time? Maybe something arises for you really quickly. Maybe you feel it's kind of stuck. Maybe you feel restless or scattered. No worries. Then your sankalpa could be, I am at peace. If you feel stuck, your sankalpa could be, I am free. I am liberated. I am untethered. I am okay. Or it could simply be, I am connected. I am part of a community. I am whole. I am oneness. I am a flippin' masterpiece. Let your heart whisper, sing, yell, shout the words of your sankalpa now. Take a deep breath into that circle, that center of you. and repeat your Sankalpa 3 times wholeheartedly in your mind, through your body, from your spirit. And then with the next exhale, let it go. Beautiful work. It's now time to relax even deeper, to move into the physical body. And we're going to rotate your awareness through this vessel, this home base of the physical body. And in this practice today, we will focus on certain central energy points in the joints where a couple of pathways join together. Just know there's quite a potential in shining light on, yes, but charging these energy points with a certain focus or a vibration that you can choose. So choose your vibration. What do you want to charge these energy points with? Something like peace, love, courage, healing, bliss, balance. So whenever I mention a part of your body, imagine that it is as if we are placing that vibration right at the core, the center circle of the body part that is mentioned. Breathing deeply, effortlessly, begin to bring your awareness to the point between the eyebrows. Point between the eyebrows. And place your word, your focus, your vibration, peace, love, bliss, balance, whatever it is, place it deep into the point between the eyebrows. Feel that. Allow for that. Then move to the hollow of the throat, placing your vibration here, the right shoulder joint, vibration, right elbow joint, middle of the right wrist, tip of the right thumb, tip of the index finger, tip of the middle finger, tip of the ring finger, tip of the small finger, the right wrist joint, right elbow, right shoulder, hollow of the throat, left shoulder joint, placing your vibration here, left elbow joint, middle of the left wrist, tip of the left thumb, tip of the index finger, tip of the middle finger, ring finger, tip of small finger, left wrist joint, left elbow, left shoulder, hollow of the throat. Now move down into the heart center. Heart center. And placing the vibration right into heart center, and the center of the right chest, heart center, and center of the left chest, heart center, solar plexus just below the bottom of the breastbone, vibration just landing here, navel center, right hip joint, right knee joint, right ankle joint, tip of the right big toe, tip of the second toe, tip of the third toe, fourth toe, and tip of the small toe. Right ankle joint, right knee joint, right hip joint, navel center. Vibration to the left hip joint, the left knee joint, left ankle, tip of the left big toe, tip of the second toe, tip of the third toe, fourth toe, and tip of left small toe. Left ankle joint, knee joint, left hip joint, navel center, solar plexus, heart center, hollow of the throat, center between the eyebrows. Now become aware of the entire body. The entire body is vibrating in the energy you have chosen. Soak up this feeling for a moment. Receive it fully. Let every cell absorb this soothing energy. Vibration to the entire body, all parts of you. And now, as you are soaking up this soothing energy, this vibration, could you notice where your body is connected with the surface underneath you, the earth underneath you? Without leaving the internal landscape of your body, notice the space of the earth underneath you. And could you let your body, let your awareness melt and expand, broaden a little bit more down into the earth, like a softening, a melting, a total surrender, gravity just doing its work. And as you tune into the field of the earth, could you become aware of all of the souls that are meditating with you right now through the field of the earth? Wherever you are, wherever everyone else is, however you are, we are all connected through the earth, this space with which your body is resting. And somewhere on this cradling, holding ground, another soul is resting too. Another soul is meditating, practicing, finding their way home. Together we are meditating, each in our own energy, our own vibration, yet we are deeply connected through the space that is the earth. You are deeply at ease, deeply at rest, connected to the whole. And as your physical body is resting now, bring your attention to your energy body, your breath. letting your awareness drop a layer deeper into the energetic realm, the pranic realm of your being. And notice your breath here. Let it be as it is. Inhaling and exhaling, no effort, no change. The breath is simply natural. And again, as you are being breathed in this easeful, effortless way, tune in to the collective field of everyone meditating, breathing together in this very moment. Inhale and exhale. Inhale, exhale, breathing together. Inhale, exhale, breathing together. And let go of the focus on the breath. Let breath flow as it wants to. And allow your awareness to relax even deeper and spread into the entire landscape of your body. And at this point, we'll invite opposite sensations into the body. Continue to feel the body relaxed and at ease. First, invite a feeling of heaviness into the body. Let your entire body become so very heavy. Everything becoming heavy like lead on the ground. And it feels a little bit like you are sinking deeper down, growing roots into the holding arms of the earth. Body is becoming heavy, even heavier, heavier still. And then let go of heaviness and invite a sense of lightness. Arms, legs, torso, head, all is becoming so light. Lightness through your bones, your muscles and tissues. And tune into the trillions of cells in your body and the space between them. Notice the interconnected space within you. All of you becoming very light. And then for a moment, tune in to both heaviness and lightness at the same time. Don't think about it. Let your body wisdom show you the way. Heaviness and lightness at the same time. Let go of these opposing sensations. Neutralize. And bring your awareness back to the center circle of your heart. Let your awareness rest in your heart space. And as you're breathing into the heart center, as you dive into heart center, taking gentle yet deep breaths here, and staying with your awareness deep inside your heart center, could you include your pineal gland in the middle of the head. So let your awareness rest in the heart center and the pineal gland, middle brain, at the same time, breathing together the heart and the third eye in coherence. Feel that. Staying with this coherence of heart and third eye, I invite you now to go on a visionary journey with me. Start to imagine the following scene on an inner imaginary movie screen. It is a warm day. You are outside in a landscape that you deeply cherish. The sun is warm on your skin. You're happily taking in these sun rays. As you look around, you see that there are people here in this beautiful landscape with you. Some of these people you know. Some of them you love so deeply. Some you even admire. And there are other people you do not know. Maybe you've seen their face in passing, but you do not really know them. Everyone is here. Some people you haven't seen in a long time. Some people you've seen just yesterday. Everyone is joining together in this beautiful landscape, laughing, enjoying the sun, sharing, simply being in nature. You have a smile on your face. You enjoy the feel of all these people coming together. You are happy to be here, and your heart opens as you see all their faces. Who do you see? Now, at some point, there is a calling in this space to gather everyone into a circle. Some people collect firewood, and a bonfire is started. Everyone is gathering now around the fire. And you notice how the voices become silent. It's as if the only noise you can hear is the fire cracking. It feels like a sacred atmosphere is building in this space. Some time passes. Everyone gathered around the fire in silence. And at some point, it is not just a fire and some people gathered around. There is a field, an energetic field forming between all of the humans present. And that field also includes nature and all living souls, all living beings on this planet. Can you feel that space, that field, that community, this space that goes beyond every individual, and yet everyone is a part of it? And this field, this space, has a magic to it, a potential. You sense into this space, and you notice that everyone in the circle is starting to do so as well. Now, what is this space to you? What is its potential? What is the collective communal potential or evolution that wants to express itself here? Don't think about it. Sense and feel what is the vibration of this field of potential. And as you sense into this collective potential, also sense yourself, your own gifts, your own potential, your genius, your gifts, your genius, your potential that wants to express itself, that deserves to express itself as a part of this collective field. How does the collective potential and your individual genius influence each other? What do they have to say to each other? What are you called to contribute? What are your highest gifts? What is it that wants to express itself through you? Stay with that a few moments here. You can put any thinking aside and allow the wisdom, the intuitive nature of the space, and the wisdom of just being you to communicate. Allow it all to unfold, to emerge. What has been waiting to emerge here? Beautiful. Yes. Take a moment to feel whatever arose, what is arising for you deeply in your heart. Let an inner gesture of honoring and cherishing your gift, your contribution to the collective field. And find an inner gesture to thank the circle. Give gratitude to yourself, your contribution to the circle, to all the beings here and beyond. Bow to the wisdom and the intelligence of this field. And then let it go. Let the visualization dissolve into a space of quiet, stillness, and spaciousness. Rest here in silence, in resting awareness, in pure being. And in this space, call back, invite back your Sankalpa. Repeating your Sankalpa 3 more times silently in body, mind, spirit, and heart. And let that seed, your seed of transformation, be deeply planted right here, right now. Allowing for the echoes of your Sankalpa to vibrate through your entire being, all parts of you. And out of the silence, start to include your physical body again. Aware of the physical body deeply at rest. And notice the harmony, the balance, the paralleled existence between your body and the greater collective field. They're dancing next to each other, with each other, always co-creating the beauty, the potential that is waiting to manifest in the abundant field of infinite potential and possibility. So take a leap of faith and allow this emergence to happen. You could deepen the breath, wiggle, squiggle, shimmy, find movement in fingers, toes, wrists, ankles, maybe some deeper breaths, big body stretches, rocks and rolls. You can stay on your back, no movement needed. Maybe you hug knees in, give yourself a squeeze and roll to your favorite side. Keep your eyes closed. You could mindfully come to your belly, the cool side of your pillow, or slowly rise to a seat. And once you land here, a moment of gratitude. And with this, in this, our practice of Yoga Nidra for community, for the collective, for infinite potential and possibility is now complete. I bow to you, with you. Hari Om Tat Sat. Hari Om Tat Sat. Namaste, my friends.